Nick Peachy, who you all know, has often said, and he's done a lot of teaching in Second Life, what disturbs him most is the fact that there is no eye contact with the people he's teaching, and no body language, for example, for him to read, so that it feels very odd teaching such people. Would you agree with that?
True. So, okay, maybe I should slightly adjust what I said. Well, it's not exactly 100% the same when you teach in world. Obviously, there are those elements that you mentioned. Personally, what I found particularly disturbing in the lessons, the 42 meetings that I've had here, was not so much eye contact or body movement, but the complete silence, you know, the unnatural silence of Second Life when everybody's got the mics, the mics muted. There is no breathing noise, there is no fidgeting noise, the chairs don't crack, nothing squeaks, you know, there is complete silence. Fine, there are the crickets here in Atlantis and the wolf from time to time, and that's nice. Maybe we should keep them, even the wolf. But otherwise, there is complete silence. And this is spooky, because, of course, that never happens in real life, let alone the classroom. Forget it. Classrooms are usually rather noisy, but even outside of the classroom, we are used to the situation when audio input is coming all the time, okay, and then suddenly there is complete silence. That's weird. So there were occasions, you know, when I said to my learners, okay, please, even if you don't know the answer, just say something, because I'm getting a bit nervous with this terrible silence. So yes, absolutely, you're right. Of course, these are the limitations of Second Life that so far we need to live with, or maybe adjust to somehow. That'll be changing with time, I believe. I mean, there was a time when there was no voice and no gestures in Second Life. I'm old enough in Second Life to remember that time. So things are developing on this technological front very quickly.